going to very soon go out. We're going to go to the menorah to sing Hallel. The menorah, we know, symbolizes the Jewish people. Right? We know the prophecy of Zechariah says, not by strength, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Right? That's why the menorah is our national symbol. We're going to dance. We're going to be doing our own thing. But of course, we're going to try to invite in all of Am Yisrael, anybody walking by, try to bring them in and bring some simcha. So, So today is Yom Ha'atzma'ut. So instead of just rushing into Hallel, we're going to take a little bit of time to understand the significance of today. Not simply in a halachic sense, which we've discussed before, you know, why we should sing Hallel halachically, but to go a little more broadly to understand the importance of Israel in the context of history, in the context of Jewish history. Obviously, many of these things we've heard before, but it's important to kind of summarize and put it all together so that we have a bigger picture and we understand the real miracle that is Yom Ha'atzma'ut. So that's why I put a lot of time into making these sources. I really hope that you keep them, write notes, and Bezrat Hashem, teach them to your students, to your children, on your Yom Ha'atzma'ut, or just talk that you really, really will take these and teach it to the world, okay? So we were in India, and we met this girl, and she was a wonderful person, but she, you know, was a little bit left-wing. She had only heard that side of the story. So she asked my wife and I, didn't you guys just come and push all the Palestinians out and put them in refugee camps? So at that point, my wife and I had a long schmooze. but it inspired me to kind of put things in their order and understand that Israel did not chance upon the land of Israel in 1917, the Balfour decided to become Zionist in 1917, and when Theodore Herzl woke up one morning and decided that we love Israel. Israel is our flesh, is our soul from 4,000 years ago. Right? Twice as long as Christianity has been here, three times as long as Islam, we've been dreaming about Eretz Yisrael. This is in our blood. Let's see it inside. So the first reference we have to Eretz Yisrael, at least in Pshat, just Pshat, is we know where? Avram Avinu, Bereishit Yud Bet. V'yomer Hashem el Avram, lech lecha me'artzecha mimoda detecha el ha'aretz asher arecha, to the land which I will show you. The first commandment of the first Jew is to go to the land of Israel. And Shlomo always says, he had to show, el ha'aretz asher arecha, I'm going to show you the land. We have to pray that Hashem shows us the land, that Hashem gives us new eyes, techazena enenu, new eyes to see the land. Hopefully by the end of today, by the end of Yom Ha'atzma'ut, Yom Yerushalayim, Hashem will bless us with new eyes, like He gave Avram Avinu, to see the land with a new perspective, with the eyes of Rav Kook, who every time he saw a grass growing, a plant, a flower growing, he would start singing and dancing. He saw a grass of Eretz Yisrael, mamish, it's the geula. That was the first promise of Avram. And Hashem continued, He said, I'm going to give you land to your children forever. Go walk through the land, I'm going to give it to you. And that's why we know when we walk through the land today, when we're dancing through the land, we're mamash acquiring the land. Right? When Yom Yerushalayim, when we're going to dance, we're doing what Avram Avinu was told to do. It didn't... Avram Avinu, I think, was told seven times about this promise that you're going to go to the land of Israel. It continued with Yitzchak, Bereshit, Chavav, Pasuk Bet, Ki lecha uzarecha etenu kol ha'aretz ha'el. I'm going to give you this land, and therefore God told him, don't leave the land. Gur ba'aretz hazot. Even if there's a famine, don't leave the land of Israel. You need to soak up the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Right? To this day, that's perhaps one of the sources why we try not to leave Eretz Yisrael, unless you have to do some crazy shluchus, or, you know, for a couple of years to go to college. But we try not to leave if we don't have to. Yaakov Avinu, we know, he was running away from Esav, source Dalid. And then he had a dream, right? And Hashem said, Anochi Hashem, Elokei Avraham, Avicha, Elokei Yitzchak, Ha'aret Ater, Asher Atashchev Aleha Lecha, Enenu Lozarecha, I'm going to give it to you and your children. Yama, V'kedva, V'tzafona, V'negba, V'nivrichu B'cha, Kol Mishpachot Adama. All of the world will be blessed, but how will the world be blessed? Dafka, from the fact that you're in the land of Israel. When we're in the land of Israel, your blessing can go forth. Outside of the land of Israel, we can't fully make that Kiddush Hashem. V'ini anochi imcha v'shmarticha v'chol asher v'shivzidicha al adama adot lo azavcha. I will not abandon you. God promises him. At the end of Yaakov Avinu's life, turning to page 2, Yaakov is scared. He's scared that he's not going to make it down back to Eretz Yisrael. He makes his son Yosef promise him, Al na tikvereini b'mitzrayim, don't bury me in Egypt. I don't want my body to be left in an impure land. And I need you, my children, to understand that even though we're in Egypt, our home is always where? In Eretz Yisrael. I might be in the Galut, but our home is always in Eretz Yisrael. And he makes Yosef, who is the king of Egypt, not a small task, but he makes all of them march back to the land of Israel so that we never forget Israel is our home. Yosef himself makes his children promise in Bereishit Nun Chaf Hey, Pakod Yifkod Elokim Etchem V'alitem Et Atzmotayim Etzeh. When you're leaving Egypt, Moshe, don't forget. Take my bones up to Eretz Yisrael. A Jew must remember that his home is in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So this did not start in the 20th century Zionism. This starts back with our forefathers. It goes to Moshe. We know that before God tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to take the Jewish people out of Egypt, where are they? What does he promise them? Where are they going to go from Egypt? Who can guess? To the land of Eretz Yisrael. Shmot Vav Chet. Vaveti etchem el aret asher nisat yet yadi latet otah l'Avraham l'Yitzchak Yaakov natati otah lachem morasha ani Adonai. I'm going to give you this as an inheritance. This is your promised land. This is the dream. It's not to leave Egypt, but to leave Egypt and go to Eretz Yisrael. Right? All of Jewish history is essentially this journey to the land of Israel. We know it got a little bit complicated. They got stuck in the desert. And we know there were two great sins in Jewish history. The first is the Egel HaZahav, but they didn't get a decree or sin upon them simply because of the Egel HaZahav. When was this their flight sealed? What was the biggest sin? The Meraglim, right? In Tehillim, it says, Kuf Vav Chavdal, it's source Chet, Vayim Asu Be'eretz Chemda. They were disgusted with the land that Hashem loves. Lohi Minu Devaro, they didn't trust Hashem. As we see, they spoke badly about the land. We know Kalev and Yeshua, they said, Alo Na'ale. They were good Bnei Akiva, good Zionists. But but unfortunately the people didn't believe in them and we got stuck in the desert for 40 years. Okay, I'm going to fast forward Jewish history. We know, of course, eventually we did make it to Eretz Yisrael and we established Yeshua, we established our kingdom there and we established Batei Mikdashim. And if you want, there's even a little bit of, I gave you an outline in page 3 of Jewish history. In light of Eretz Yisrael, right? Yeshua, King David, King Shlomo. But unfortunately, we know that the Babylonians came, and later the Assyrians came, and because of our sins, they kicked us out of Eretz Yisrael. The ultimate punishment for Jews to leave our land. But on the banks of Babylon in 722, after the Jews were kicked out, what did they vow? What did they promise? What do they remember? Who knows what famous Tehillim we sing? Matisyahu likes to sing it. That's true. Al Narat Bavel. And what's in Al Narat Bavel? Imashtechei Yerushalayim. They're sitting. You can imagine. They're sitting, leaving Eretz Yisrael, but they're saying, Imashtechei Yerushalayim. I'll never forget Eretz Yisrael. I'll never forget Yerushalayim. We will come back one day. We promise we will come back. And indeed, we dreamed of Eretz Yisrael throughout all of our Galut. As Rabbi Nachman says, wherever I go, I dream, I walk to Eretz Yisrael. Every Sefer, every Hasidic master is always talking about Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara, Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, is obsessed with stories about how the Yidden were always dreaming about Eretz Yisrael, dreaming of coming back, dreaming of having sovereignty. We fought, we gave up our lives in the Bar Kokhba revolution for Eretz Yisrael. We know that Napoleon, after he tried to conquer Israel, there was a French historian, and he was looking at Israel, and he said the following: Jerusalem destroyed 17 times, yet there exists nothing in the world which can discourage it from raising its eyes towards Zion. If there is anything amongst the nations of the world marked with a stamp of miraculous, this, in our opinion, is that miracle. The miracle of the Jewish people never giving up hope, never forgetting Yerushalayim. For 2,000 years, three times a day during davening, every time we eat a cookie, we talk about Yerushalayim. Right? Throughout our tefillahs, we're obsessed with Eretz Yisrael, with Yerushalayim. We always dream that one day we would come back to our land. And we know there were great Zionist rabbis. I'm on page 3. Rav Yehuda HaLevi, the Ramban, right? His shul's right here. The Rambam actually stepped up and they moved to Eretz Yisrael because they didn't just see this as some, you know, mitzvah in the air. They knew this is a mitzvah that every Jew is obligated in to try their best to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Or HaChaim, right? You know, his shul is right here. Rav Chaim Ben Attar made Aliyah and said, this is the first step to the redemption. We know Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk, one of the biggest students of Hasidus, brought his Hasidim to Eretz Yisrael, and that's what established Hasidus here. We know the students of the Gra on the other side moved to Eretz Yisrael. The Vilna Gaon was obsessed. He said, we have to move to Eretz Yisrael to bring the redemption. That's the first steps of the Geula. Rav Kalischer, Rav Gutmacher were the founders of the Chovei Tzion. They formed the old Yeshuv, the Netziv. I could go on and on and on and on, but our time is short. But basically the point is, throughout Jewish history, we never lost sight. We were always thinking about it. We were mourning. We were praying. We were always dreaming of coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So yes, in 1917 there was the Balfour Declaration, where the British declared our right to come back here. And yes, Theodor Herzl dreamed and realized that because of the anti-Semitism, we need a homeland, we need a Jewish place to live so that we won't be persecuted. But no, it didn't start there. No, it's not simply a place, you know, to run away. This is our home for 4,000 years, and this is where we've been dreaming of. Page 5. We know that we had the Holocaust, and after the Holocaust, of course, because of the persecution, Jews started moving back to Eretz Yisrael. But crazily enough, Jews still didn't have a place to go, right? Even after the Holocaust, before the Holocaust in 1938, the nation said, we have a Jewish problem, and everyone shut their doors. There was no place for Jews to go. Even after the Holocaust, no countries would open their doors and let Jews stay anywhere. My grandfather was involved in sneaking Jews across the border, you know, illegally to Israel because there was nowhere for a Jew to come. And he had to illegally sneak them into Eretz Yisrael. So in 1948, somehow, miraculously, amazingly, the partition plan is passed and the world decides that Israel needs to have a national home. Both the U.S. and Russia, that never voted together, decided on this issue they were going to agree. And on a vote, 33 votes yes, 10 votes no, the world decided that there was going to be a national homeland for the Jewish people. On KER 1948, Hashem said, let there be a state. And the miracle of Jewish history continued. So that's a little bit to put things in our historical perspective. Just to spend 5 more minutes to understand what's this state really about. This state is not just a place for Jews to have a home, like Americans need a home and Italians need a home. As Rabbi Jonathan Sacks says, but it's really based on Bereshit Yudchet Yudtet, God promises Avram, you need to be a nation, lasot tzedakah u'mishpat, to do righteousness. Leman avi Hashem al Avram et asher diber elav. The point of Israel is to be a light unto the nations, to demonstrate what it means to be a moral nation, a nation of moral, of civil justice, of equality of rights for everyone, and to be a light of the nations where people are working together to serve Hashem. That is the mission. That is the purpose of the Jewish people. If we forget our purpose, then what's the point? That is the goal of Eretz Yisrael. Jewish destiny was to create a society that would honor the fact that we're all created in the likeness of God. It would be a place where the freedom of some would not lead to the enslavement of others. That's the point of the Jewish people. Judaism is almost obsessed with social virtues. Tzedek, Mishpat, Chesed, Rachamim. The structure of biblical law is to cover all the life of society, its economy, welfare systems, education, family life, protection of the environment. No one should be left in dire poverty. No one should be left should lack access to the courts. No family should be without land. One day in seven, everyone should be free. One year in seven, all debts should be canceled. One year in seven, all the land that has been sold was to revert to its original owners. It was the nearest thing the ancient world has seen to an egalitarian society. None of this is possible without a land. Right? We can be an amazing light to the nations as individuals, but to fulfill our destiny, we need to be here in Eretz Yisrael to create a society, an economy, a justice system which imbues all of these values which we stand for. We need our own state in order to bring that light into the world. Okay? That's 2 minutes on why we need a state. And as to why does it need to be in the land of Israel? Why not in Uganda? Right? So of course there is no answer to that. Right? That's the land that Hashem has chosen. And we don't understand the Kabbalistic and deeper spiritual meaning behind why a mitzvah here is more powerful than in Chutz La'aretz. Why the Ramban says that a mitzvah here is the whole purpose of the mitzvah is to do it in Eretz Yisrael. Why the Gemara in Ketuvot of Kuf Yud says that La'olam Yadur Adam be'Eretz Yisrael, that a person should always live in Eretz Yisrael. I don't understand the spiritual reasoning behind that. But the Torah does tell me one thing, l'fi apshat, that in Dvarim Yud Aleph, it says, Ki aretz hazot lo ke'eretz Mitzrayim. This land is not like Eretz Yisrael, where you have land and water and grass easily. Rather, what does the Torah say about Eretz Yisrael? Page 6. We're nearing the end. It says that this is Eretz Asher Tamid Enei Hashem Elokecha Bo. This is the land which God's eyes is always on it. This is the land which Hashem knows that we need to always look up. This is a land which we don't have rain. And so we need to look up to Hashem and daven to Him and pray for Him and have a relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a land which something about it just fosters a relationship between us and a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what really life's all about having that strong relationship. And that's why the greatest galut we say every day in the Shema is Vayayim Shamoah. If we don't keep the mitzvot, we get kicked out of the land. And we don't have that rain. Because the land represents our relationship with Hashem. And only in Eretz Yisrael can Klal Yisrael develop that relationship to the fullest extent. Yes, as individuals, we can still be holy, amazing Yidden in Chutz La'aretz. But only in Eretz Yisrael can the nation of Israel express that relationship. And that's why, if you look on the bottom, I believe I brought... Hold on. I think I brought it here. Anyways, yes, in the final page, on page 7, that's why there's so many rabbis who say that there's a mitzvah, tmimit, there's a mitzvah for every Jew to live in Eretz Yisrael. As Ramban writes, there's a mitzvah on the nation to have sovereignty. We, the Jewish people, must rule over Eretz Yisrael. And there's a mitzvah on every individual in every generation to live in Eretz Yisrael and not have it abandoned by the nations. That the Maharit writes this, the Chida, the Chatam Sofer, the Meir Simcha of Dvinz, Rav Elchanan Spector, of Joseph Soloveitchik. If Jews had fulfilled this mitzvah in full measure and in their proper time, hundreds of thousands of Jews would have been saved during the years of the Holocaust. But we forgot about our mitzvah, and it's time to renew, to start thinking, to start praying that we, or if not us, at least our children, should come back to Eretz Yisrael. God willing, it's be all of us. But just in case, some of us have to go back to do shlichut and Eretz in Shmutz La'aretz. So at least they should educate our children. I'm saying, of course, everyone here is going to make Aliyah. They woke up for it.
Bezat Hashem. Bezat Hashem.
Amen. Me. Good. Okay, just to finish up, I want to show you one crazy gematria, and then we're ready to sing halal. Okay, so the Vilna Gaon. So far, we've been talking pshat, halacha. I have to throw in one crazy sot. So the Vilna Gaon, there's a tradition of the Grah that every pasuk in the Torah, if you count the number of the Torah, it matches up with what happened that year in Jewish history. So, for example, if you took year 10 in Jewish history and you looked at the 10th pasuk in the Torah, the Vilna Gaon would say that there's some sort of deep connection. Now, I haven't done this. I haven't tried to find the connections. You can do it on your own. But there's an amazing thing that the Vilna Gaon finds. He says the following, that what year was Hakamat Medina in Jewish history? 1948. But what year? 5708. Okay? 5708. Now, we look in the 5,708th pasuk in the Torah. Okay? What pasuk do we get? Can we find it? Anybody guess? What? All right. You guys are smart. Okay. Man, I lost it. Where is it? Somebody want to read it for us? Hello. The 5,708th pasuk talks about kibbutz galiot, that one day the Jewish people are going to come back to the land of Israel. And mamish, that is, if nothing else, everyone has to admit, that is the miracle that we're celebrating on Yom HaAtzmaut, that the Jewish people have come back to our land, right? From Ethiopians to Russians to Zimbabwe to South India to Bezrat Hashem, North America. God willing, soon, all of us. Kibbutz Galiot is happening in front of our eyes. The prophets, Yechezkel, prophesied about it. They prophesied about the fruits of Eretz Yisrael blossoming. And we're going to eat a fruit platter of holy bagel today. About experience the miracles. And in fact, this exact pasuk, the 5,708 pasuk, is a pasuk that the Rambam quotes when he wants to describe when one day the Jewish people are going to come back to our land. This is the pasuk he quotes, and this is the year that it corresponds to. Pretty crazy, no? Pretty crazy. So, Bezrat Hashem, I want to bless us that when we're going outside and we're singing, we're going to sing for all of Am Yisrael. Just like Kabbalat Shabbat, just like Shabbos, we need to receive that energy of Shabbos. We need a day of Kabbalat Eretz Yisrael, Kabbalat Ahavat Eretz Yisrael, and that's what we're doing when we're singing Challah with the Bracha. We're going out and doing shira. We're fixing the sin of Chizkiyahu when he didn't sing shira, and because of that Mashiach didn't come. We're gonna sing in public with a bracha to give public hakarat tov for the miracle that is Medinat Eretz Yisrael, and we're gonna do it with all our hearts. So Bezrat Hashem, I bless us that we should feel true love of Eretz Yisrael. We should go around today and tell everyone we meet about how much we love Eretz Yisrael. We should roll in the grass in Gan Sakher of Eretz Yisrael, and we should sing with all our hearts. Before we